The good news for New Yorkers is they will have access to plenty of personalized help in making their Affordable Care Act choices. Susan Dua with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York says the act is opening the door for up to 1 million New Yorkers to gain access to health coverage, and they won't have to go it alone.
The Health Navigator program is going to work with individuals one-on-one and help identify the right plan and identify the way to stretch premium dollars the best.
Cecilia Munoz is director of the White House Policy Council.
The new online health insurance marketplaces are going to provide families and small businesses who currently don't have insurance or who are looking for a better deal a new way to find health coverage that fits their needs and their budgets. Open enrollment in the marketplaces starts October 1st. Coverage will start as soon as January 1st. And the website that will help people enroll is up and running. Families and businesses can go to healthcare.gov right now to find the information that they need to prepare for open enrollment.
Recently, President Obama declared healthcare costs are growing at the lowest rate in 50 years.
For years, too many middle-class families saw their health care costs go up and up and up without much explanation as to why or how their money was being spent. But today, because of the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies have to spend at least 80% of every dollar that you pay in premiums on your health care. Not on overhead, not on profits, but on you.
Congressional Republicans who have continually voted in vain to repeal what they call Obamacare say they will kill funding for major programs unless the president removes money for the Affordable Care Act. Dua says that move would deprive many New Yorkers of substantial savings.
In New York, premiums are going to be cut in half, and we're very excited for people who can now go to the doctor without worrying so much about whether they can meet their other family expenses.
Dua notes there are about 1 million people across New York State who don't have health coverage right now. Munoz explains everyone will have stronger coverage with more providers to choose from.
Thanks to this law, insurers can no longer deny coverage to children because of a pre-existing condition like asthma or diabetes. And beginning in 2014, health insurers will no longer be able to charge more or deny coverage to anyone because of a pre-existing condition.
Medicare is also adding more benefits under the Affordable Care Act. Jonathan Blum is deputy administrator and director for the Center of Medicare at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
In 2014, beneficiaries will pay roughly the same premium on average they do today for their Part D drug benefits. We see overall cost trends being very manageable and in some cases going down.
There will be 50 sites in 61 counties providing New Yorkers with assistance beginning October 1st. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.